going live in 3, 2, 1. What the fuck was that? What it do, baby? This is Ty again on You've Been Served, all right? You got your boy Robert sitting here right next to me. No better place than to be than right next to me, of course. And this episode, we're going to do things a little bit different, all right? Unfortunately, I want to start off with some bad news. You want to tell them the bad news?
So we found out recently that George is going to be moving to Sacramento, which means he won't be able to do as many podcasts with us. Now, we want to be clear, you know, anybody we bring in, we'll bring in special guests. Nobody's going to replace them. They're always going to be in the intro. They're always going to be a part of this podcast. And if we thought that we were never going to do one with them again, we wouldn't continue the podcast.
Definitely, because this was Chris's idea to begin with.
Yeah. But at the same time, we want to keep things going. We want to provide new content for you guys every week. So today we have some special guests.
Not one, but two, y'all. All right.
I'm returning.
All right, fine. Fuck it. We have a returning guest and a brand new guest.
Yes, we have a special guest and a shitty guest.
Hey. Yeah. So we're going to start off with the shitty guest.
I'm returning. I'm leaving. I'm going to Sacramento too. That's fucked up.
You know we love you.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
So people wanted me back, so I'm back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, they said they're not here to replace people, but I'm here a second time. Come on, guys.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, this is as close as I get into my bed.
What?
What?
You heard me.
You don't live here, though. Ah.
So yeah, everybody.
All right.
I'm Diana.
All right, so the guy that just said that I don't live here.
I have no filter, so you're probably going to hear Robert talking about all this on Rashid. I don't know.
What are you saying now? Can you speak English?
Yeah.
Thank you. Please, sir. Right. Introduce yourself. What's your name?
I wasn't even done. I'm just kidding.
What's up, y'all? I'm John. I'm the newer one. I'm not sure if it's the better or the shitty one that Robert was.
I heard you're replacing George.
No, we can't.
Honestly, because you look better than George, so.
Oh wow! You gotta throw shots at George like that?
I mean, after
he's not even here to defend himself.
Yo, brother, gotta watch out for brother. Everybody knows that.
Exactly.
Yeah, my brother. We just fist bump if you guys couldn't see that. You know, don't worry about it. But my name's John. John with an H. That's the correct way to do it.
That's how I spell it.
You mean there's no E at the end? I could have sworn.
Isn't that Joan?
This is why we question sometimes why you say things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, I met Robert a couple years ago when I moved to LA for school, and we worked at Starbucks together, and yeah, we've been pretty good friends throughout it, but decided to bring me on today. I guess this is the test run, so we'll see.
Yep. If he does a shitty job, he's never coming back here.
It's fine.
I do want to say this, though. I enjoy how thus far, everybody we brought onto the show, Starbucks people. That's one thing that we can always say about everybody we brought on the show this far. We all originated at Starbucks. The same store, to be exact. So, I just wanted to point that out. That's it. I'll step back.
I think that was a good point.
Thank you, sir.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
While we're making points, I think it's also important when we're talking about John, given some of the topics we have coming up, that we speak on the fact that you are half black.
Yeah, I am. I don't sound half black, but I am.
So, yeah, which leads me to your name, which I find fucking hilarious.
Okay, I'll just do the introduction, don't worry. Hi, guys, my name's John Tanner, but you can remember it as I'm John and I'm tanner than you. I'm half black, half Native American, and adopted by a whole white family, so we can get into that whole mix later, but...
Not a half white,
but
a whole
white. I don't hear
about
you.
Whole white.
Is that why your name is John Tanner?
Yeah,
like the full house?
Like the full house, yeah.
Damn. So they didn't want you to like get into your roots? That's why they're like, let's name them a white name.
Yeah,
that was spot on.
Yeah, my family's from St. Louis, so this is like...
Your
like
real
if you look
family?
At my adopted family. My real family, I don't really know. I've never met them.
Do they make ribs?
Probably. Oh, my adopted family right now?
Yeah.
Oh, St. Louis? Yeah, they make good ribs.
Oh,
yeah.
Go to your house.
It's all good.
See, but I think it's, I just thought it was funny, because I feel like your name, like, I remember I was working at Starbucks, And I saw your name up on the schedule, and I was like, oh, finally, another white guy. Because your name was John Tanner. I was like, there's no way.
You and every other person.
Yeah, and then I saw you, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, right?
I'm still alone.
I like to keep people on edge sometimes, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, you're effective.
So why was your name tag say London?
It's my middle name. My middle name's London.
Damn, they really white you up.
I know.
London Bridges head ass. All right.
John Lennon Tanner.
That's
the most white name on a non-white person.
That's not
they didn't want your real family to find you at all.
That's all right.
I'm hitting successfully.
That was savage.
Right?
Hey, it's true.
Like, damn, just imagine getting pulled over with, like, license, like, you know, let me see your ID. They check your ID, like...
It's a fake.
some don't
some
add up.
Yeah,
right. Some just don't add up.
Yep.
All right, take this nigger in.
Wow, with the hard R. Damn. All right, is that how we're opening the podcast?
I think we just did.
I guess so.
It's funny how excited you are. You have another brother out here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. It's a slow takeover. It's a slow takeover.
It's very rare.
I know. Watching it, I would have never thought he was half.
Now you know how to do the sound. You're like, all right, we don't need the mic anymore.
You're not
right.
Wrong. I think that's why Rob opened up with that I am half black, because it is very apparent. I do not sound at all black.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think also because you called Ty brother, and I wanted the audience to understand that.
Yeah,
that's my brother right here.
And also because, you know, we're gonna talk about some black issues later in the podcast. And I think that it's relevant to have people who actually identify at least as partially black, versus, because if I just speak on it, then it's, you know, I think my opinion maybe is not as relevant. As people who are actually identify as black or part black or, you know, whatever.
Fucking Australians, man.
But what the fuck?
But Margot Robbie, she cool.
Oh, for dude.
I like you, dog.
Wolf of Wall Street, though.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was,
classic. Mm. Classic scene.
Yeah. So let me ask a question, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you, Rob.
Okay, you ask me.
If producer was rich... Would that change your relationship?
Dude, we would have started dating way earlier.
What about you, John? If your significant other was rich, would that change your relationship?
I don't think so. But I guess depends on the significant other, because some people who are extremely wealthy don't like to make it apparent that they're wealthy, whereas others like to throw it around in your face that they are wealthy and kind of show off for you. So I guess it depends on the kind of significant other.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good response, actually.
Yeah, I like
that.
That,
like, summed up all my feelings in, like, 2 seconds. Damn, all right, this topic's done.
He's the good part of the white. Oh.
The good part of the white.
What?
Yeah.
It's all good parts.
No. You're the shit.
I mean, as a half-black, half-Native American individual, we could start with slavery, the Trail of Tears. You know, those are, like, the non-good parts.
Yes, but see, those things are not distinctly relevant to... To being white.
Shit, 8 minutes into the fucking podcast. Like, he said it, well, 2 times already?
What?
That he's half black, half Native American.
Raised by the
whites. Oh, I thought he said white.
Half black, half Native American, raised by white people.
Oh.
So
that's why you get, like, the triple whammy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must be nice when you're filling out, like, college forms.
Well, I have to put mixed legally. Because
okay.
My adoption was closed, so when I filled out, like, college forms, I actually didn't know. I was, like, talking to Kai about this, but I didn't know that I was half black, half Native American until I turned 18 because of the closed adoption status.
Oh.
So I put other, like, unknown.
Hey, you know, look, if you don't want to talk about this on the podcast, I'll cut it, but I'm curious, like, have you ever wanted to see your parents?
Not necessarily, only because through my own research, it was, like, uncovered by me that, number one, my birth dad was on the FBI watch list.
Mm.
So that was through, like, a friend who, his dad worked for the police department, went through that. And then
that's wild.
Birth mom actually had 6 kids. I was the second. And she gave up, or the third, I'm sorry. And she gave up, she kept the first two and gave up the rest of us four. But we all, like, my mom and the parents of the other kids that were younger than me,
yeah.
my other technical birth siblings, have had encounters with my birth mom where she reaches out to see how we are and just ends up asking for money. So probably not.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cute.
So just like the gold digging men that we're talking about.
Kind of, yeah. It's like gold digging except in terms of adoption, but yeah.
That's wild.
It's like the OG gold digging, you know?
That's wild.
So D, let me ask you, right?
You don't want to ask. We already know the answer to this question.
Yeah. How do you feel about all your sugar daddies?
I ain't got no sugar daddy.
Oh, you lying.
What? I don't.
I can help you find one.
I don't want one. I wouldn't like that. One.
Who I lied to you? Damn.
What did he say?
He said Ty is one.
First of all. You got money?
First of all, if I have money, who would be doing a podcast on your couch? We will be doing this in a very professional setting.
Ty and I would be in our own studio.
Hell yeah.
Ty and you.
Exactly.
You've been separated again?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you're assuming I would want one.
Oh no,
you, the white man, and assumptions. Are all over.
I know. It never goes well for us, does it?
Like, I was the one that was
part of you.
I, us, the white people, but like, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Like, yeah, Tanner's on our side.
No,
sorry.
I know.
Cultural.
Who?
Yeah, he's culturally kind of white, but like, all right. Nah, no. So
I'm like the spy that they put in the white community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But no, I think that I could see you needing that.
Wow!
Let me be real for a second, okay? I don't think, I'm not suggesting that you are that kind of person, because I don't think you are.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know,
the children gotta
you have a kid, you're working at Starbucks. It's like if you had the opportunity to better your life through a relationship. And I'm not saying you would take advantage of anybody, but I think that's perfectly natural. Like, I think I would be willing to better my situation through a relationship as long as I wasn't doing it in a negative.
I got too much pride, though.
Do you?
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Whose fault is that?
Fuck
yeah.
It.
Wow.
All right, I'm trying to get a sugar mama.
Not just because for the fact that in my family, especially on my dad's side, they're very, you can say gold diggers, especially from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So they rely a lot on welfare. And, you know, I grew up seeing that, and I'm just like, no, I'm not going to be a statistic. I'm not going to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
So even, like,
I'm going to have red hair.
That's different. I'm going through a face. No,
I'm going through a face.
Why you got to diss the red hair when it looks bomb?
I mean,
why you hating? Yeah, just get, remove yourself.
Remove yourself.
Anyway, so yeah, I have too much pride. I wouldn't do it. Even my daughter's dad, it took me, like, what, to actually ask him for help just because he wanted to see her. I'm like, okay, if you're trying to be part of her life, you got to help me.
Yeah.
You know? And this is when she really turned on 4.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I did everything.
Yeah.
I went back to work a month after I had her.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a C-section, so.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't like to ask for money or shit like that.
You was working with the possibility of testings falling out.
Yeah, but it was an office, so.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, you got it.
Say, you want to keep talking shit? Come on.
Yeah. I would gladly keep talking shit and let Rob take the blame for it.
The whole podcast is just us talking shit. But, like, I just think it's interesting.
And then also, sorry to interrupt you.
No, go for it.
But I, like, in high school, I grew up with a lot of girls who
mm-hmm.
would do that. I would
yeah.
kick it with a girl who would actually, like, seek older men for money just to eat for a day. Or stuff like that, and I'll be like,
yeah.
I'd rather pay for it than to be dealing with this old man with a fucked up truck. I'd rather do it.
You're with a fucked up truck?
Yeah,
she's thinking of somebody specific, guys.
Damn.
So
it sounded like your
like,
friend was homeless.
You would think so, right? Yeah. And the fucked up part is, at the time, she had like already 2 kids. So it was just crazy. Cause
and what grade was this?
I'm not saying what grade, right?
Well, but look, it's hard out there. It's, I mean, yeah, I would know. No, but...
Huh? One more time?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right.
But it is hard out there. Like, even just without kids, you know, it's tough. So I can only imagine having kids, you know, wanting somebody to help support you. I mean, more power to you. That's really cool that you're like that. But I'm not sure that I would be like that.
But if you're going to do it that way, it's going to be with someone you want to be in a relationship, not seeking
a sugar
daddy. being a gold digger because you need the money. It's because you're trying to build something with that person.
Well, couldn't it be both, though? Do you think that, like, women or men ever just go out with somebody for the money and then they realize
all
that
the
they
time.
Like that person?
No. They never like the person.
I don't know. I feel like I've met people that, in past relationships, you know, I've met people that I've, like, initially I didn't like, but they had, you know, something about them that I liked. Let's say looks, for example, right? And then I went out with them and I started to like them more. And I think it could be the same with money, right? Like, just like looks, you start to like their personality once you get to know them.
But couldn't it also be the opposite?
Like, oh, for sure.
Originally, you're going out with them for, like, looks, and then eventually you realize they have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and then you start to take advantage of that or something like that?
Yeah, no, you could. And there are people out there like that.
Yeah.
And that's shitty, you know?
Totally.
Damn, Granny, I'm sorry. They started talking about you.
Damn.
Oh, damn. All right.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Your granny is wild.
She is.
Yeah.
She not.
Oh, you don't.
You
don't know about your granny, does he?
Oh, he don't know about my granny.
Oh, my favorite story is always the earwax one.
Oh yeah.
She's wild.
Any
bro.
Story that starts with the earwax one is something that I think I need to hear.
All right. Sure. I don't know if I have I said on the podcast already.
I don't think so. You mentioned it in passing, but I don't think you told the full story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, for the sake of time, I'll go ahead and just tell you a shorter version of it. Long story short, man, I went to my first prom in my 10th. Was it the 10th grade? No, it was my 11th grade. I went to my first prom. Went with this lesbian girl. I was the only reason she was going to go. If I didn't go with her, she wasn't going to go at all. So, boom. Went with her to prom. After her champagne party, met with her girlfriend and their friends. We took a limo to the prom, but the entire limo ride there, it was low-key soft porn. You know, like, you got the two lesbian couples on the front of the limo doing their thing, you got the two regular couples in the back doing their thing.
Dude, I should have gone to prom. Shit.
Rob, don't be mistaken. If you had or had not gone to prom, the outcome the exact same. You would have just been watching.
I know.
Yeah.
I would have been sad.
You would have been with me. Just watching.
Recording the podcast.
Yeah. I know.
So
this is what my life has come through.
With Robin Todd.
Welcome to You've Been Soft. Alright. So all the noise in the background, you guessed it. We're in the middle of a porn scene. In a limousine. Bars. So.
And then Robert would have been mistaken for a lesbian.
Raymond would have been.
You would? No, yeah, you would.
Damn,
no,
she said you got the voice of a
be.
Bitch.
Oh, would be.
Would be.
Tyler, right. That's the thing, though. He gets upset and then somehow loses it.
I don't know. I don't get upset at
Jacob
people
has
a
been
lot,
faithful.
Unless their name is Jess.
Jacob has been faithfully hanging on to my ball here since the beginning.
You just said you had no fans, so you just killed him.
And then you just brought him up. So you revived him.
All right, damn. That's a fucking story,
yeah,
bitch.
I want to get to see your backstory.
All right.
Soft porn, that's where we left off.
Yeah,
so soft porn. I told my granny about the experience the following week, and she was like, you didn't get in on any of that? I'm like, no, granny, how's I supposed to? She's like,
wait, can we spend a second on the fact that you were telling your granny about softcore porn that you, like, experienced?
Yo, relationships with people and their grannies in the black community is much different than in the white community.
Yeah, tell
we're
me,
close.
What, is that really true?
Is that true?
Like, you would black people would generally tell their granny about sexual experiences?
Forgive me for shitting on my mom, but my granny is more my mom than my actual mom is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with telling her absolutely anything because I don't feel a judgment, like any type of judgment from my granny.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Just never, ever have I felt a judgment. Like, my mom, I feel judged by her. Like, remember, you know how I'm telling you, I'm looking for a car right now. Right now, I'm looking at a lot of hybrids. I told my mom that I was interested in looking for a car, but I want to be a hybrid. You know what my mom said about that? She called me cheap. All right? My mom was just like, isn't that car going to be using up my electricity? I'm like, but that electricity is in my name. So I'm not seeing a problem. And even if that is the case, it's like, this car is technically more fuel efficient, more affordable.
Yeah.
Like, whether you want to call me cheap or not, I'm not somebody who wants to be riding the most in a luxury car. Like,
yeah.
I can barely survive, okay? Like, I'm trying to support myself properly until I'm able to like go ahead and splurge on whatever I want to splurge on. So me having a hybrid, I don't think that's a problem. So to answer your question, yes, I feel like majority of the time, at least in the black community, grandparents are awesome, man. They got your back and everything.
They really are.
All right. Continue the story though. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
It's fine. So I'm telling you about how there was two girls and then the regular couple. My granny was just like, you could have got it with the two girls. I'm like, how? She's like, you could have just got your finger in there. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, well, what you could have did, you could have got some earwax and make their pussy pop. I'm like, wait, what? She's like, speaking of which, your granddaddy used to do that to me. My pussy was popping all the time. I'm like, whoa.
Granny.
And then
pump the brakes.
And then my mom, we were at a courthouse for my mom, and her friend was in the background listening to our conversation. And he like, oh yeah, granny used to do that type of shit. Like, what the fuck? I need to take notes. Like, that sound like that shit really worked. I'm like, whoa, what's wrong with you? Like, that's my granny though. That's my granny. I love you, granny.
Explain what this earwax
does. I think you're wild, granny.
So, earwax makes the pussy pop, according to granny.
But what does the pussy pop mean?
I don't even
think. You said it like you don't know what you're doing. Like,
I've never been earwaxed. I've only been to clogged.
I've never been earwaxed. Is that what we're calling it?
I've never been popped.
Oh, no, earwax.
All right. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of trying. And then it's like, if you have that much earwax to scoop out your ear to make somebody's pussy pop, that really says a lot about your hygiene. And I just, that's not a road I want to take. So I don't know which one of her experiences that she was talking about where her pussy was popping.
She said your granddaddy.
I don't know which one though.
Oh. Well. Well.
Woo!
You need to meet your granny.
I was just kidding. Yeah, granny is coming on the. Granny's got to come on the podcast.
Granny is. I not in my house. I don't know. Your granny makes me really uncomfortable.
Oh, you've met her in person?
No. Just,
You just skirt?
Nah. My granny, I called my granny on his birthday.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Then you know what happened.
I was talking to her. She was telling me to get the caramel.
Yeah, my granny was trying to drizzle Robert in caramel and suck him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yup. Not worth it.
For me or for her?
Man, but she was gonna take the dentures out on you, bruh. Mm-hmm. She was gonna take the dentures out. You ain't never had your meat sucked with no teeth?
Ooh.
That's a massage.
I mean, producers.
You hesitated right there. You didn't answer right away. You hesitated. You were thinking about it.
He said something about producer, though. I'm intrigued.
Ooh. Look at that dimple coming.
Moving on. Ooh. All right. Ooh. So speaking of producer, y'all know I'm in a relationship with her. And I thought it would be a good time to talk about relationships with exes.
You know she's not your ex.
No.
No, but it is a relationship, you know. And I can't talk about a relationship I'm in currently. You know, that's like a death sentence to that relationship. You know. So, but I can share my experiences in past relationships. But to be honest, mine haven't been all that wild. I mean, I've had some shitty girlfriends, but I was curious about you guys because I feel like you guys are a little bit more wild than I am.
Now, when you say relationships with exes, do you mean our current relationships with exes, like if we're friends or not, or what actually happened during the relationship?
I mean, what happened? Like, do you guys have any interesting stories? I mean, I'd be interested to see if you guys remain friends after that as well.
I only have one ex.
You have. I mean, okay, what are we counting as exes?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what we're counting, because then I got 40 exes.
You have like 50 exes.
40.
We're
still at 40. Oh, he doesn't know the story. So.
Fill me in.
Okay. Body count for everybody. Mine's is 40.
What's your name? Where?
I'm still at 40.
She's trying to catch up to our friend Chris, who's at like,
57? Yeah, 52. Damn, 57?
I mean, it's got higher than 52. I know that for sure.
It's definitely, because we saw him recently, and he... Anyway, this is beside the point.
Aw, I gotta catch up with Chris.
So what's your body count?
Probably like 8 to 10, depending on what I remember and what I don't.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. That man openly admit he was cross-faded every time.
What about you?
5.
2. I like how we lined up in terms of, I mean, I've been in, like, way more relationships than two, but I've only done it with two.
Was it because of you or her?
The only doing it with two?
I feel like this is a good time to
it depends. It depends on which relationship. So there was one, I was dating like this Mexican girl. And she like, she was really wild. She was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh shit.
In your bedroom or like?
No.
All right.
No, she was and I dated her for a while, and when we first started dating, she was like super into sex.
Did you get like privileges? You didn't get knocks on your doors.
You got like one less knock per day.
I know.
And. By the end of it, I was the one interested and she wasn't. Because I guess she'd become more devout throughout the relationship.
Oh yeah, them Jehovah's Witnesses.
So...
What's devout?
Devout is like very, very attached to your relationship with God and religion.
She chose a book over Robert.
So, yeah, so like...
Says a lot about you.
So, by the time that we would have done something, it was...
Too late.
Yeah.
Damn.
With other relationships, it was my fault because I wasn't ready. I think that was the one where it was her decision. But yeah, I don't know. I've always been like, I come from a very conservative white family, not like politically, but in terms of religion and things like that.
I feel that.
And it's, even though I'm not religious anymore, it's still something that's kind of ingrained in me. So my body count is pretty low because of that.
I believe in Jesus, but.
I need you to stop. I need you. Like,
because I feel insulted. I am close to God.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with my body count.
You know what?
I don't disagree. Everybody was brought up differently, though.
However, right? I do agree with Robert, because, like, I come from a very, like, conservative, not politically, but, mm-hmm. like, white family as well.
Yeah.
And, like, I was raised to, like, only have sex, like, after marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was like as a part of the Catholic religion. I'm no longer religious either.
Yeah.
But but I understand where he's coming from because I was raised in a very similar fashion.
I don't know, I feel insulted because I was brought up Christian.
Well, I was brought up Christian too, but everybody's brought up differently.
But yeah, that wasn't like everybody at my church though. That was more like inter family. Like
yeah.
That was something that everybody in my family, all my aunts, all my mom, my grandma.
Well, you know what it is? Probably because you white people talk about sex. And in our culture, parents don't really even try to talk about that.
No, like, I wasn't really talked to about sex except for, like, don't have sex till marriage. That was it. Like, there's no sex talk. There was no, like, how it works. It was more like, if we don't talk about it, then they won't know.
So then how did you come about that? It's like, if I'm really feeling the person, I should have sex with them.
Because the dick has a mind of its
correct.
Own.
I used
all right.
All right.
You refer to it as the second hand.
There's some truth.
Exactly.
But I mean, look, credit to my parents. They did have the conversation.
Ah.
Like, or well, one of them did. And, you know, they...
Was it your dad?
Yeah, it was my dad. I didn't want to shout him out because I know he does listen to the podcast. But
shout out to dad, though.
But no, he took the time. He sat down with me and he explained everything. Any questions I had, he
What questions were those?
I asked.
I was gonna talk shit about your dad, but I'm like, you know, since he's listening, I don't want that part to get cut out.
No, I was. So I did have a question. I think I had like one question, and I was like, okay, so why does my dick get small when I'm in cold water?
Did you say it like that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I was young. I didn't. Okay, so and he explained it as best he could. I don't think he knew the science behind it. But I, you know,
oh,
it was
I
good
know
enough.
I really want
to. Do you want to explain it to me? I'm still wondering.
I said I think I don't. I still don't know.
I just want to know how your dad say it, like with his accent. Like,
I don't even hear his accent. Everybody else hears his accent. I don't hear that he's Australian.
I'm laughing.
Dad's from Australia
my hand right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm part Australian. Well, I mean, if you kind of consider that.
You just never thought to tell me this? I've been telling you.
I've definitely mentioned it. I mentioned it earlier today while we were driving.
Mm.
He's mad that now you're low-key clever.
No, Australians aren't colored. They're just shitty white people. That's why they got sent to Australia.
Yeah, but they have way better voices than us.
That's true. I know. I'm sad.
That's true.
I didn't inherit that shit.
Oh, we know.
I used to... Thanks. No, I used to say, like, because I would learn... When you're a kid, you learn things from your parents, right? So I would say words wrong. I would say, like, garage instead of garage. Because that's how my dad would say it.
Garage.
And people would, like, I'd go to school and people would call me out. Like, why the fuck do you you say these words wrong. And I didn't know. Like, I had no clue. Okay. Or like they call cookies bickies in Australia. They'll be like, bickies? Can I have a bicky? Right? And I would say that. And people were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Do you refer to breakfast as brekkie?
Sometimes, but I feel like that's kind of an American thing. You've
definitely said that in a conversation with me before.
It wouldn't shock me, yeah. Yeah. I also say, like, I say pull a Yui instead of a U-turn. My dad says that.
I'm not gonna lie, I have also said pull a Yui, but that was because of my family.
I say bust a bitch.
Yeah.
Bust a bitch.
Kind of swears is just, it's a universal language, you know. Right? You gotta use it for everything.
Use it to describe things in detail, to actually curse someone out, to, yeah. I guess you could just go on forever with
curse words. You can use it as a pronoun.
Yeah.
You can use
it as a motherfucker. That's a verb.
I feel like we did not cover relationships with exes very well.
Yeah, so we were talking about yours.
Let me take the fucking phone. We.
She's the Chris of the podcast.
Right, damn. Just waiting for the right moment to just pop in.
I'm feeling it. She's perfect. See, I'm the Chris of the podcast. That's George of the podcast.
I can never replace George.
Thank you for saying that, because I was already like, I opened the podcast.
Never replace George.
Because you're better.
No.
Aww.
No. Cut that off, because that was the burst.
Nah, I'm going to leave you in the high five by yourself. Now it's in the words, too.
Why?
Why? You can't diss George like that. George is my boy.
That's how we do it with George. See, now you can't be part of the podcast.
Sorry. I don't know. Is that really how we do it? How many podcasts are you listening to?
That's crazy.
I feel like George gets respect.
That's right. She a guest. I'm going to be permanent pretty soon.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
We'll see about that.
It's okay. I want to be an addition. I don't want to be a replacement.
Yes, you know? We can just let them record.
Yeah, we're out.
All right. It's time to take a break. It was
it's like the Underground Railroad.
Honestly, bro.
True.
Honestly.
Right. You just had to bring that in.
No Harriet Tubman.
God damn, John.
No Harriet Tubman.
No, see, it's okay. It's okay. Like, we're allowed to talk about race. It's just when you talk about it, you do it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the correct way to talk about race?
Do you see how Ty and I have been talking? None of us be questioning each other.
Uh-huh.
This is a minority takeover.
Well, okay, but look,
things I want to say, I just can't say it. I'm scared of being cut out.
Christian, I think that it's important to question as a white guy, right? Because if I walk around and I just accept or ignore, then I'm not learning.
Correct. If you're questioning with the intent of learning something, then I think it could be positive, yes.
Uh-huh.
But if you're questioning for the sake of poking the bear, which will maul you back, then I don't know. That's
Yeah, okay. I'll admit it. It's a little bit mauling, like poking the bear.
I was also pressured into a relationship twice.
How?
How?
I wouldn't be like that.
The first time I was at a party, and
that's how it always starts.
Yeah.
This party was the first time I actually accepted getting work. So like any other time before that, I was afraid to ask. So I'm like, nah, I respect women. I don't want their ass on me. But this time I'm like,
I do.
Like, I'm like, tonight isn't planned. Tonight is fate. So ended up having ass on me. The party was ending. I'm like, I want one more dance. Just one more dance before I go. And I was dancing with this one girl. And like, we're having fun doing our thing. And the music just stopped. Light comes on. She just sitting on me. I'm like, it's time to go. Like, why are you just sitting on me? Like, can we go? And she just looked at me like, so what are we doing? I'm like, I'm waiting on you. And she's like, oh, well, I think you're cute. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's cool. I'm trying to be nice. Like, you're cool too. She's like, we should take numbers. Like, give me your number. I'm like, sure, you can take my aim because my phone is off.
He's like, nueve uno uno.
And,
you said my aim?
Yeah.
Damn, back then?
It was back then. I'm like, take my aim because, you know.
You weren't trying to give her your number?
I mean, I had a prepaid phone anyway. I hardly ever had minutes. So I'm like, just take the aim. It's easier. So we're walking from the back house to go to the front, start looking for our parents to go home. And she's like, are you gonna kiss me? I'm like, wait, what? This is what we're doing now? Like, sure, whatever. Kissed her. And I'm just like, what does this mean? Like, what are we doing? we go, I'm going home. She hits me up. So like, yeah, now you're my, yeah, now you're my boyfriend. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh, she a psycho.
Yeah. So I the shit plays out for a couple days, and I tell my sister about it. They're just like, oh no, you can't date that bitch. We know exactly what she about. She like to use men to cheat on them. I'm like, I'm not trying to be cheated on. Mm-hmm. So I hit up the girl. I'm like, hey, I think this isn't gonna work. And she's like, oh, but I really like you. I'm like, yeah, we're probably not gonna see each other again. So that's a negative.
4 days in, just
this, nah. That's a negative. And then the second time, this is gonna sound really bad. So
bear it's with okay. Me. Most of the things you say do.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, that's why I have no fans.
You have Jacob and John.
And yeah, my latest like, fans.
That's like two more than me, all right.
Bro. What? That's one more than you.
Oh, that's right, because producer's my fan. You're right.
Forever and always.
We're working on that, don't worry.
Fuck you mean?
So back when I was going to Dorsey my senior year, I was always walking around. I tried to avoid really making a lot of friends like that, because I'm like, I'm just trying to graduate. I don't want to be here. I want to go back to my school, King Drew. Like, those are my friends. I don't know who the fuck y'all are. All y'all just a bunch of bloods. I want to get out. I want to get out. We literally had a student that transferred. We called him Super Blood, because like, he would always come to school every day, some baggy jeans, a tank, like a all white tank top. No, not tank top, like needs like a t-shirt. Was he had long hair, always kept in the ponytail, and you can just clearly tell that the dude banged, like, and he was just Super Blood. I didn't know him outside of that term, like, that's Super Blood. All right, but I think one day I'm getting my food for lunch, and this super tall girl, like, we were about the same height at the time. She approaches me. She's just like, hey, you know, you look cool. What's up? Yeah, I'm like, okay, what's up? We're talking. It's a rainy day, catching up, and eventually start to figure out that we walk the same way home. And she starts to make it clear that she likes me, but I'm like, based on a lot of the conversations we have, I'm like, I want to get to know you better. Like, the only thing I know is that you're in ninth grade, I'm a senior. I don't know how this is gonna pan out. So one day we're walking home, she makes it this huge deal, like, oh, you know, are you gonna date me or what? I'm like, I'm still trying to get to know you. Hey, I don't know. She's like, the other day you didn't want to walk with me. Now all of a sudden you want to walk with me. Like, I just feel like I'm being used. I'm like, what? Like, it's not even like that. Like, I don't want to use you for anything.
You need to walk. Forced Uber walk.
I'm not trying to do anything. So she legit balls out in tears. Like, I just don't want to be played. I'm like, all right. You got it. You're not going to be playing. Like, we'll go out from this moment on. We'll be dating. Like, I'm not trying to play you. It was bad. It was so bad, man. Then the relationship only lasts like 3 months.
That's a long time.
For you.
The relationship only lasts like 3 months. She still tried to keep messing with me even after that. The day I was graduating, I was trying to run around on the bus, give me an outfit for graduation and stuff. She followed me everywhere. She learned the bus route to my granny house. A week after graduation, she runs away from her house to my granny house. Oh. It got bad. My granny calls me like, I'll hold on to her for this weekend, but Sunday night, she gotta go. Damn, all this because I got punked into a relationship?
Yeah. Well, Ty told enough stories for all of us. But if you guys have some quick stories, I would like to hear from John and Dee if that's possible.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. It was a good story. But.
Yeah, I got like quick one. So since I'm new to the show, I guess I should inform people that except for the relationship I'm in right now, I'm dating like super cool girl right now. Trinidad. Every other one, yeah, shout out Trinidad. other than the current relationship I've been in, every other girl that has ever been interested in me has been crazy. Like,
yeah.
So the first one was in high school, and I think the good point to make is that I've only dated girls, like when I date them, I date like for a longer time. So yeah. Not like 3 months. So this one was
That's
like a
nice.
7-month relationship in high school, senior year. It was a white girl. Mm. I don't know what that has to do with it, but I think this should prove a point. So
it does.
Her family got really close with me, but two very quick details I want to elaborate on. The first time we had sex, the girl ran out the room to her mom's room, told her mom, I think I'm pregnant, and her mom drove me right after this to Target to buy the correct type of condoms. Just me and the mom. That's the first instance. The second instance. For our 6-month anniversary, her and her mom made up fake wedding invitations.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Fake wedding invitations.
Was this
y'all married?
Was this not a red flag for you? Or you
there
not
was
like...
a red flag, but then immediately when I questioned it, just started screaming. It made me feel so bad that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything wrong.
Uh-huh.
The tipping point when I broke up with her was on the last day of senior year, she handed me a 4-page, single-spaced, double-sided letter and made me read it out loud in my car of everything I had been doing wrong for the past, like, 9 months or whatever.
Do you still have the letter?
No, I don't. I actually ripped it up and made it. He's like, here it is, guys. I sleep with it every night.
In memory of the dumbest bitch I've ever dated.
The way I met this girl in high school was I was her English tutor. She couldn't write essays for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now this letter was really well typed. Yeah. I later came to find out from another friend who was also friends with this girl in high school that her mom helped her type the letter.
Oh my god. That's why
it was so good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was my first like real relationship.
She's deleted, bro.
Yeah. So like it started off that way. Then in college, you know, I pretty much stayed single all freshman year. There was one girl named Ashley that I told Rob about.
Yeah.
But that would require a whole episode.
Hold up. Was the first girl, was that the one that got you into country music?
Yes, that was.
Yeah.
That was the country girl.
I know. That's wild to me, too. Like, he's a Native American black man who loves
country
and was raised by whites.
Like,
how?
But I can fuck with some, you know. Some country.
I'm gonna have to expectate this because you might lose some black points.
That's all good.
It's okay. I lose them all the time.
That's okay.
I know for real. You really do.
Yeah, but
you don't lose them from Rob. You just lose them from each other. You know.
That's it.
Those not real black points.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Continue.
So the second girl that I dated, she would do things like we'd go to Chipotle.
Yeah.
And she would get so drunk that she would, like, before Chipotle, we'd take an Uber to Chipotle, waiting for the Uber. The Uber's pulling up and she decides to play Frogger with the Uber Prius.
Oh my god.
She decides to run across the street right as the Prius is pulling up to see if she can dodge it. Just for fuck's sake. Like, things like this and like things like that. Like, it was like a roller coaster. Yeah. So yeah, but.
That bitch forgot to pick up her second life.
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is any single fellas out there, any brothers that are looking for a girl, find one from Trinidad. Best decision I've ever made.
Blood.
No problems. We're normal. She's loving. It's awesome. It's fucking great.
Why? Let me check that guy, boy. Let me tell you.
Oh, don't start.
What you mean, buddy? What? The boy wanna tell you he the dick of Trinidad girl?
Did you say he dick the Trinidad
girl?
Wait, I wanna hear Rob.
Beautiful thing, alright?
No, you don't.
Alright?
No, you don't. Not unless you want me to get fucking fired from every job I have from now on.
The boy wanna tell me right here that she want dirty, want punish thing, alright? Do crazy things to the boy, right?
You fucking right, my man.
Oh my god.
Why?
Alright, hey, do you have any stories you wanna share?
Up, okay?
Do you have any stories you wanna share, D, or do you wanna leave it at that?
Yeah, I'll leave it at that, because I have nothing to top that.
Yeah. Plus, you may not want other people to maybe see...
What?
Fuck all y'all.
Whatever you have to say. I mean...
I don't have any exes. The only one I had was my daughter's dad.
Uh-huh. You just have encounters.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and you did tell that story.
I mean, I could just tell you that most of these guys are fucking psychos. Sometimes they... I had one that I had... I was trying to find parking at my college.
Mm.
And, I saw him at the train station.
Wow.
He stopped me and he's like, oh, you're so pretty. He's like, can I have your number? And my dumb ass gave him my number.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And then later, I got a bunch of photos of him, like, standing in a mirror naked. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Is that not your deal? You don't like
that? No. Yeah. I hate when guys do that. That's just retarded.
That's wild.
And even in my contacts, because I have my contacts, I never delete any.
You say the naked photo as a
No.
That's wild.
I have them under psycho. Yeah, Psycho Stalkers.
Damn.
All right, you know, that's really a name. All
right, well, from one controversy to another.
Yes.
I wanted to talk with you guys, especially since we had John here, and I told you we were going to talk about some black issues. I want to talk about blackface.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because we've had a couple issues, and we'll start with the first one, which has to do with Justin Trudeau, who's the Prime Minister of Canada. There were some photos of him that came out, I think, in high school and in college, where he was dressed up. I don't know if it was for Halloween or for a fraternity or whatever. He was dressed up in blackface. But what is interesting to me about the situation is while being Prime Minister, he has fought for black rights. He has been, you know, forward thinking. And I wanted to get you guys' standpoints, D2, because I'm curious. Do you think that he should not be reelected again because of this? Or do you think that the strides he's made since outweigh the fact that he participated in blackface?
You want to go first, or should I go first?
I think I got this one first.
All right,
that's all good, brother.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course.
So I'm not super well informed on this specific issue until we were kind of talking
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah.
But I do have to question. Like, I've always had an issue with political parties is you don't know what the actual politician is doing themselves and what is
mm-hmm.
their motives versus what is their campaign manager behind the scenes doing for them, you know?
Yeah, I hear
and
that.
I don't really think there's a way to verify that. Now, if there was a way to verify that Justin Trudeau did in fact contribute to black rights and everything on his own and those were actually his beliefs, I think that would be a topic of discussion
mm-hmm.
for whether or not it outweighed the blackface pictures
yeah.
of his past. But I also know that from my personal experience, I know I'm young, I'm 21 years old, but
yeah.
I know that everything I did as a teenager also shaped how I decide I do things today.
Yeah.
So I have to believe that any action he had in the past, he did it for a reason, and it shapes his way today. Now, I'd be interested. I haven't done my research, like I said. I'd be interested to see what he says, like how he defends this action. Is he apologetic, or is he more defensive about it? Like, it shouldn't account for...
He was apologetic. Everybody's a little bit defensive in a position like that. My further question for you is, because the other person he's running against, and I think the only major candidate, is somebody who is very conservative. And, you know, that party has a history of not being very pro-black.
Got you.
And given it's like kind of one evil versus another, if you want to label it that way, do you think that he should be reelected or no?
So, like, the philosophical approach, like, if we're going to do, like, straight up, what's the greatest utility for the country?
Oh, okay. So you're a utilitarian. That's where
I'm not utilitarian, but I think...
Not Kantian or, like, virtue ethics or any shit?
My favorite philosopher is John Locke's
big
okay. All right. I feel you.
But, like, the way that the question...
He's, like, out of there. She's like, what are those words?
I thought you said you didn't want to say anything.
What is cool?
What? He said he wanted to hear my opinion.
Okay. Well,
I didn't even say nothing. You're kind of defensive on me.
Me? Defensive?
Yes.
No way. Okay. Anyway, if you're going to think about two things, I think you have to think about, number one, what's better for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's been doing, regardless of if it's his actions or not,
yeah.
may be better for the country than the other opposer, that's the conservative one.
Yeah.
Now, that weighing into effect, I don't know if just things from the past are going to uncover enough to affect the country vote
mm-hmm.
or not.
y'all really out here having a sign language conversation.
I can't read her mouth for shit.
But I do think that I think it should be in terms of what's best for the country ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think past events should come into play if they're more recent, especially because those are more recent towards the motives.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it was far away, I think that if he was to come out as apologetic because of it and show that he was actually truly remorseful or truly doing things to benefit the black community, then it could be overlooked in order if it was better for the country.
Yeah.
Because I think that the opposer becoming the prime minister of the country may actually be worse for the circumstances in general.
Yeah, and again, you're speaking, I don't want to accuse anybody. So you're speaking without being fully informed. I'm just telling you the information. So, you know, I don't know a lot about the Conservative Party there, but I do.
Absolutely.
I know a little bit, and I do think I would agree with that analysis. What do you think, Ty?
What I think? Da, da, da.
All right, D, what do you think?
I'm kidding.
Took too long.
Go ahead.
Now, what I think is when you put the two parties against each other in a kind of difficult situation, you do have to kind of like look at their form of intent as of today. I don't agree with, what's his name, Justin Trudeau, something like that?
Yeah.
All right. I don't agree with Justin's past, but, you know, with previous conversations that we've had before, you know, I don't feel like you should entirely judge a book by its past life, you know? Like, people do change. You know, not everybody can change, but for those that are able to change, you should, you know, praise them for the change that they are able to accomplish rather than to look at them for their previous mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, because, and even by bringing this mistake up, I feel like that kind of helps the campaign out in a sense, because it's like, all right, I've spoken from the side as the perpetrator. Yeah. And now I want to do something better.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, for his case, I feel like, and his politics, I understand they're going to try to like forever bash him for it, but it's like, this kind of gives him the upper hand. I feel like he should continue. I don't know if he has previous history as the prime minister, but whatever the hell is going on, let the man be prime minister, all right? If he's clearly making an effort now to do something about equal rights, and he's supporting black people now, which is obviously the main thing, you know, so let the man have his fun, let him have his run as prime minister, and let him continue to do what he got to do.
What do you think, D?
Well, I don't know much about the topic, but what I'm hearing is that this is something from his past, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it goes back to, you know, when they pulled up tweets from Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did all that controversy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't really go back because people are different back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can tell you, when I was smaller, I was scared of transvestites.
Ooh.
And I was like scared of them, you know?
Yeah, now she is one.
No.
Can you believe that shit? It was wild.
You wish. Anyways. And now, like, I have great gay friends. I've been exposed to it. And it's a whole different world, you know?
Yeah.
You grow up. You mature.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, in psychology, they tell you that your brain doesn't fully mature until, I think, after 25.
Yeah.
So anything you do before that, you can't be really held upon it, you know? Because you have a different mindset.
Yeah.
So I feel for him, you know, he was in high school. He was being a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know? So if he's trying to change and he's saying all this stuff, so it's like, why not give him another chance, you know? Why dig so back in, like, his days?
Yeah, I feel you.
A-plus with ending on a positive note.
Right?
Yeah, word.
D wasn't capable of such an intelligent response.
I'm proud of myself.
All right. Dude, you did that.
Yeah, you did all a fantastic job. All right,
you gone, girl. Do your damn thing, girl.
That's what, doing everything. I'm that ghetto, huh?
Nah, I just did that because I'm black.
All right, but where is he wrong, though? All right, Ty, you want to lead us out?
Yeah, because I forgot to charge my computer before we start this damn podcast. I now have to rush because my computer's looking at me like, bitch, I'm going to turn off. I'm tired. So, on that note, once again, we got D back in the building, you guys. Go ahead and give her a round of applause for her beautifulness, her slickness, her sly ways of just working her way back into the mic. For what, a third time now?
Yeah.
Keep on doing it, boo-boo. That's why I love you. You know, also give a round of applause to John. This is his first time, but I think Brother Man did a great job. All right?
Yeah,
as you can see, he's a very intellectual man, very well spoken, a lot to offer on the podcast, and he's funny, and he's half black.
Should have started with that, right?
You know, just have to let them know. I have to let them know.
True.
All right, so it's Rob, and it's Ty. And until next time, you already know what you've been.
And separated. All right.
I'm done, bitches.